At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I live my life by alarm clocks. I have alarms set for everything. I have 3 to wake me up in the morning. Yes, I need 3. I have alarms to tell me when to pick my kids up from school. I have alarms for things here at work, like, hey, don't forget this is coming up. So if I mess up an alarm, it is a big deal.
I don't think you're too crazy. I think those are things that you should have alarms for, waking up, getting the kids. I thought you were going to go as crazy as, I have an alarm for when I need to eat breakfast. I have an alarm for when my first bathroom break needs to be.
I'm big girl. I know when to eat, okay? That'd be way too many alarms.
I think that's pretty normal, though.
But it was a couple weekends ago. My kids had this, like, baseball clinic that they were going to go to. And it was like 8 in the morning. So I'd set the alarm to get up early so that I could get ready, get some snacks ready for them, you know. So I set the alarm for 6 o'clock. And when I woke up, it was 8 o'clock, meaning we had missed the clinic. And I'm like, there's no way. So I go back, I look at my phone. I set it for 6 p.m. instead of a.m. Totally messed up. Missed the whole baseball clinic. By the time the kids got up, same thing. They were like, wait, we're not going? And I'm like, you don't understand. There's no way we are going to make it on time. Like, it's just, it was a mess up. I'm sorry. They were so bummed. I felt so bad, but it was an honest mistake, probably sponsored by a couple high noons. But it was one of those things that I was like, oh, something so simple as I just didn't check to see AM or PM messed up everything.
I feel like that's kind of a common mistake, though. Doing the AM, PM thing, of course. That happened to me one time. I had set my alarm on my phone to come in, and only problem was my phone shut off. Completely stopped working.
Oh.
So Tori had actually woken me up. I think I was already like an hour-ish late. She's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing sleeping? Get up, get up. And I'm like in a panic, and I go to look at my phone, and I'm like trying to push buttons and turn it on, and nothing is turning on. I'm like,
this is when we were working together.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
I remember. Back when.
And I'm like, what is going on? So I like quickly ran in the bathroom, threw some mouthwash, a hat on, and bolted down to the office. And I gave my phone to like our IT guy. He's looking at it, trying to figure it out. Didn't know what the problem was. Right after that, I went right to Walmart and bought an actual alarm clock. So I am no longer dependent on my cellular device, which I still set an alarm there, but I also use the hardwired old school alarm clock with that very annoying buzzing every morning.
How appropriate that our next song is Backup Plan.
There we go.
Just like you. What happened when you messed up your alarm clock? What did you miss? That's what we're doing for Woman Wednesday. You can weigh in now. Call or text us at 888-431-3764. That moment when panic sets in and you know you've overslept and you're like, oh gosh, but how much?
I don't know if there's anything worse than that feeling right off the bat.
The worst way to wake up. Happened to me recently. I'd set an alarm to take my kids to a baseball clinic. Messed up the night before. I set it for 6 p.m. instead of 6 a.m. Totally slept through it. By the time I woke up, the clinic was already starting. We missed it all. The kids were super upset. And I was like, it was an honest mistake. Mommy just messed up.
It's even sadder because it's not like my situation where I just slept in for work. Yours was sleeping in for something for the kids.
Yeah.
So,
And a lot of people pointing out, like the 909 and 951 here says, why don't you use military time? Because then I have a chance to screw up math. Minus 12. We're waking up at 4 a.m.
Don't put her through that.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, what was it that you were late to because you messed up your alarm?
Twice, and I never did it again. I get to work at 3 o'clock in the morning now, so I'm never late.
What time was your alarm supposed to go off?
Supposed to go off like at 5 or whatever. It didn't go off twice in 1 week, and he was going to fire me. So after that, I never showed up late again.
How late were you once you finally woke up?
Like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, a couple hours late. That was you that one day. And you rolled in, and I felt so bad because you were so frazzled. Because it's like, then you're playing catch up the rest of the day.
Yeah, I felt terrible. Okay, showing up for work late is one thing. This text from the 951 says, I missed my girlfriend's wedding because I laid down to take a nap around noon. I didn't wake up until after 6 o'clock. Imagine sleeping through your friend's wedding.
But that's one, like, why wouldn't you set an alarm? Or maybe it was the the mess up of the AM to PM there.
Or it could be one of those where, you know what, I'm just going to sit down, rest my eyes for a quick second before you know it. It is evening. I wonder if she was in the wedding.
I don't know. But I mean, the bright side is, like, the ceremony is a boring part. As long as you made it to the reception, right?
You're all good.
I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?